In Martin Amis's new novel, The Information, the main character, Richard Tull, is working on a book entitled The History of Increasing Humiliation. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that title just about sums up the treatment Martin Amis has been receiving in the press.
You've got to hand it to the Brits. These days, they may not be a more literate people than we are, but they still seem much more interested in the literary world. In the past 6 months, British TV and tabloids have had a field day covering Martin Amis's marathon midlife crisis. First, Amis left his wife for another woman. Then he dumped his longtime agent, the wife of one of his closest friends, fellow novelist Julian Barnes. Subsequently, Amis signed up with American mega agent Andrew Wiley, nicknamed the Jackal, who reportedly negotiated an unheard-of $800,000 advance for his new novel, The Information. Amis claimed he needed the money to repair his crumbling middle-aged teeth, but resentful colleagues like A.S. Byatt publicly accused him of greed. Byatt even groused that Amis's dental surgery was a mere cosmetic indulgence, a high crime in a country where bad teeth are as emblematic as Big Ben. In an eerie way, The Information anticipates much of Amis's present real-life mess. It charts the progress of an all-consuming literary envy. Its anti-heroic narrator, Richard Tull, is a 40-year-old flop novelist whose latest effort, entitled Untitled, is a modernist nightmare which boasts 16 unreliable narrators and has hospitalized nearly every editor who's tried to read it. Richard ruefully compares Untitled to Marie Curie's notebooks, even today, a century on, still carcinogenic. When The Information opens, Richard is tormented by thoughts of his oldest and stupidest friend, Gwyn Barry. Gwyn has become a major novelist, though not in Richard's estimation. About Gwyn's second novel, a utopian romance entitled Ameliore, Richard mutters, "Ameliore would only be remarkable if Gwyn had written it with his foot." Ameliore Revisited has just become a bestseller, and Gwyn has been nominated for the Profundity Requital, a Nobel-like prize which pays an annuity for life. Unable to suffer his outrageous fortune any longer, Richard resolves that he's not only going to screw up Gwyn's literary career, but also Gwyn's life. But first, he embarks with Gwyn on an ego-shredding joint author tour of the States. Amis has visited our shores before in his nonfiction book, flatteringly entitled The Moronic Inferno, as well as in his wicked novel, Money. And he hasn't mellowed much on the U.S. since then. Through Richard, Amis also skewers every facet of the writing life: agents, publishers, reviewers, readings, and readers. What raises The Information above simply being a riotous but hollow literary rant is Amis's language. He's so deft, so nimble. It's like he's creating new sentences for articulating self-consciousness, the way Picasso created new possibilities for painting the modern self. Amis dwells on those ugly little emotions, like self-pity and passive-aggressive loathing, that other, higher-minded novelists sidestep. And Amis bravely owns up to the naked yearning that lurks beneath cynicism. At one point, Richard confesses that, like all writers, he wanted and expected the reverence due, say, to the warrior Christ an hour before Armageddon. So, is The Information worth that scandalous $800,000 advance? Well, consider that Regis and Kathy Lee probably make that much in 1 week, whereas Amis worked 5 years to create a savagely funny novel that also makes readers think seriously about art and mortality. In my opinion, I hope Martin Amis is laughing all the way to the bank.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Information by Martin Amis.